stalled it for me by being all realistic about it. I deliberately asked to go last so I could say, for goodness sake. Because at its worst, let me say it anyway, even though the media is very reasonable, at its worst, the conversation about the new media is self-important, narcissistic, sosh. Some of the stuff I see on Twitter is like, frankly, far from being new, is a return to those sort of small print magazines that were dashed around in coffee houses several hundred years ago, in order that one man with a blog can Twitter another man with a blog about what he thinks about my report on the television. This actually happened the other night. I just thought, it's a life. Swing it up and talk to me. Showed a huge increase in the Tory lead. There was then a highly informed web debate about why the Tory lead had increased, except it hadn't, because the blog was wrong. They got the wrong figures, they haven't checked them. There was this massive self-important debate with everybody's theory about why the Tory had gone up or why it hadn't. It's all wrong. Hadn't happened. And the great danger would be for people like me that we'd used it as an original primary source of information, and it was wrong. And a chill went down my spine. In terms of news, I still think it's quite rare that the internet, in all its forms, as we're talking about lyrics, still quite rare. But one example that's been given is the camera phone. The camera phone, I think, could change an election. A flash of anger, a gag, got onto the television quickly, and let's be honest, its impact would come quickly by TV if it had made it on the web first, would and could change an election, and that will matter. I think already we're seeing it's changing politics, and I'm particularly struck by the power of Sarah Brown on Twitter. Sarah Brown is now a national political phenomenon. She's one of the key political figures in this country, and she has managed, by playing issues about gay rights, about climate change, by playing, if you like, a small L liberal agenda, she is trying to get back the middle class voters who abandoned Labour after the Iraq War, and there is some evidence she's having quite a lot of success, and she's doing it on the cheap. Interesting. Tory Labour, I think, can now be affected below the line in a lot of constituencies. I can't see it, which is no good one I expect on the town. Final point is the one that Evan began with. The big danger of the big old fashioned media, as it were, and those TV debates is precisely Evan's gag. I can't ask tough questions in the debate, David will be strictly limited, the audience can ask one question and no reaction. So the anger referred to, the bubbling up in the public, and the frustration of scripted campaigns, yes, maybe that will come up, maybe that will